IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is Viewpoints. I'm Atta, the host of this program. With me in the studio are two guest speakers from the Islamic House of Qom, Brother Habib and Sayyid Mohsen. Sayyid Mohsen, assalamu alaikum.
Alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
And Brother Habib Zata, assalamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullah.
So for today's discussion, we want to talk about an interesting topic, pets. Respecting the rights of the animals in your idea is very much different from keeping them as the pets inside your house. These are two separate things, isn't
it? These are two separate things.
Separate things, that's right.
Yes.
Okay.
Because
you have to keep respect the rights of the animals, but it's not necessarily
you need to give them, as food pets. On time. Obviously, yes. This is a kind of sadaqah for you.
If you have
For example, in the narrations, brother has also mentioned, in the narrations we have from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that whoever has a cock which is white color and with the big, you know, wings.
Feathers, yes.
It is beneficial for your, you know, seven neighbors as well. It, wipes away the bala. So these are in the narrations. As far as it is concerned to the dogs, it is said if it is something like if you have the dog for guarding your house.
Security.
For security. Okay. That is fine. Okay. But do not bring it inside the house.
Yes.
So Islam gives importance to the animals, to their rights. But on top of that, being a Muslim, we should know the rulings about the keeping the animals first.
Also paying for them, for them, and the, you know,
and
you have to pay for
after
the food
that, have a pet in your house. This is very important because, you know, we just bring a pet in the house, for example, a puppy or a cat, I don't know,
a bird
or anything, but we never have, you know, learned about the rights of that, you know, animal. Okay. So this is important that even if you want to have a puppy in your house, know about the rulings. There is a najasa, there is impurification.
Usually the pets are kept as a hobby, isn't it? And is this hobby making with the animals allowed in Islam? I mean, you being busy with an animal inside the house, normally you have to manage.
Hobby. I know. Me personally, if I had a bigger house, which inshallah ta'ala, Allah yirzuqna. May Allah bless us.
All of us,
inshallah ta'ala. Okay. You know, not an apartment house, at least,
no.
Right?
But a big yard.
A big yard.
Yes.
I would personally bring in pigeons and chicken. And the reason
this
why...
This is good.
Not because of the hobby, because of the recommendation available that keeps away the devils.
Okay.
Right? That's one thing.
Okay.
Another thing that some people bring in, not for their own sake, for their kids' sake. Right? We have this a lot. Other than the fact of, for example, some people who have this, you know, loneliness, if I want to say it's correct. Right? They feel like they need something in their life, so they bring in a pet. You know, we have this a lot, especially in the countries that are so developed that they bring up new diseases that us, you know, lower countries, you know, kind of find it normal. Like they have this mental issue. Oh, I felt lonely today. So that's something very bad. I always feel lonely, but, you know, I don't feel nothing negative.
Is the animal the solution to your loneliness?
Yes. And it's not a complete replacement of family, of course. But there's something that has a relationship with you. You know, like how we said with the dogs, you know, there's this bond between you and your pet animal. So that is why they run after these, you know, animals. Others have them as hobbies. I know people who buy birds, especially canaries and lovebirds and parrots and whatnot, because they're hobby. They like it.
Okay.
Some of them want to bring it up to show off. Some of them know because they think it's cool. Because I once caught a bat. A bat.
Yes, a
COVID bat.
Okay.
I caught a bat.
Okay.
And I wanted to throw it away. My friend calls me because he saw my WhatsApp status. He says that I want to take it from you. I told him, here, take it.
Okay.
How so, do you why? Because it's
bat's
something
face,
cool.
Man.
Oh, yeah. He still has the bat, I think.
Okay. That's all right. You can protect the animals, you know, providing the dwelling, the housing, or the food, or something like that. But I still believe that. If you take it inside the house, living with you inside the house, for sure it affects your relation, even with the other members of the family.
Yes, for
it's
sure.
It's not a solution to your loneliness, Sayyid, is it?
Yes, it is not. It is not. Definitely it is not. It is kind of hobby, you know, if you do not have this. You know, some people, they do painting, for example, in order to get out of the loneliness. Some people are, you know, fond of reading books.
Okay.
And they do that. So it's a kind of hobby, we can say.
I think
say.
The
you
modern
know,
human, the modern human beings, the philosophy of keeping pets, for the modern human being, keeping pets is a solution to the loneliness because they do not correct their relations with their fellow human beings.
That's right, because you do not socialize with the people.
Yes.
Some people are shy.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, you know, they don't feel comfort when they socialize with the people. That's the reason, like, they do that. But this is not the solution, obviously, at the end of the day. On the other hand, when we look at the Islamic perspective, Islam does allow.
Mm-hmm.
It says, you know, one of the bigger sins in Islam is israf.
Yes.
You know, wasting. Overspending or wasting. You know, when we eat food, for example, at the end, there is something which is left. So you can, you know, put that bread or the rice which is left over. You can give it to your, you know, pets that you have, for example, pigeons or hens or something like that.
Yes.
So they do also. I remember, like, in my house back home, like, my older brother and my youngest brother, they both are fond of, you know, animals. And they love these pigeons and, you know, parrots.
Yes.
And the hens as well.
Okay.
So, and I remember, like, always whenever we used to finish our, like, you know, from the dining table, finishing eating, my father used to take the food which was left to the, you know, the animals. He used to put them. So it also brings a kind of, you know, barakah in your life. And obviously when you're not wasting, you're taking care of everything. On the other hand, someone might say, like, you're just giving your waste to the, you know, leftover to the animals. But it is better than throwing
it
away. It
has its own negative effects because this pigeon, you know, keeping the pigeon, we could see in the lifestyles that these pigeon players or pigeon charmers, you know, up to an extent that they it's become their occupation, okay?
Occupation, yes.
And it is also, Habib, recommended to keep away from pigeon charming or pigeon playing, isn't it? I mean, for example, keeping lots of pigeons and then doing this and doing that.
At the end of the day, there's always this point of, you know, the reason behind its prohibition is the fact that you're taking someone other's pigeon. That's one.
Okay.
Taking someone other's property. Secondly, time wasting.
Time wasting, yes.
Time wasting is something very important because pets are responsibilities.
Yes.
They are responsibilities and no one has asked you to take this responsibility, right? So at the end of the day, when you bring in pets to your house and you bring in a pet to your life, you have to understand that this pet is a responsibility. And if you hurt it, then you are responsible for it on the day of judgment.
Mm-hmm.
We have this saying that a woman locked up a cat and did not feed it to her, feed it.
Yes.
And that woman will be punished on the day of judgment.
Okay.
And other than that, it's time consuming as well because you have to clean up before your pets. You have to respect that as well. For example,
you have to bathe them.
Though we don't have it in the narrations, but it's very clear, حقوق الناس, or the rights of people. When you're walking your dog and your dog does his number two in the middle of the street, and that's something you have to clean up yourself. It's something that you brought up upon society.
Yes.
So don't get mad when we tell you to pick it up with a plastic bag, please. Yeah, so that time-wasting thing, I think, is something that we should all consider. You know, cleaning up is also something for you personally because, you know, Islamic households are always asked to be clean.
Yes.
That's something that Islam emphasizes on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves a clean household. And when you have, you know, these kinds of animals, they're usually not clean.
And pure, you know, because this dog and pig has the status of being najis, impure.
Yes, impure.
For sure, you cannot keep them inside the house. Unfortunately, the modern lifestyle has affected
the
lifestyle of some of the Muslims.
I have family members that have, you know, dogs in their houses. They're Muslims, but they keep them away in a separate... They have big houses. They keep them away in the garage.
Is it a guard or security dog or something?
No, just a pet dog.
There's a pet dog?
Yeah, affected by Western culture.
You know, the point is we need to know about the rulings about these pets. That's the main issue.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when we talk about the modern world, because people are getting away from the religion, they don't read about the, you know, rulings. If they know about the rulings, obviously, you know, even you cannot pray when you have the, you know, the hairs of cat or rabbit.
A non-edible animal.
Yes.
So if you have that, you cannot pray. So if you know these rulings and you pay importance to the
praying... Sorry, Sayyid, these are about the touchable things. What about the behaviors? I've heard that according to some research, if you live for a dog and you keep a dog with a child from the early ages, the behaviors will be very much the same. I mean, the child automatically, will adopt the behaviors of a dog.
Obviously, that's why
we have this kalbi maslak.
Where Allah has made mother the trainer of the kids.
Very good.
And she was responsible if she leave kid, you know, the child with the dog,
with the dog,
it will adopt the, you know, the things from the dog.
Okay.
If there was
because
a cat,
the dog
it
cannot
will adopt
be
the
human being, but the human being can be a dog one day, isn't it? In behaviors.
That's true. That's true.
Okay.
Because human is superior. It has all the characteristics. Because one of the, you know, dimensions of the human being is animal, being animal.
Animalistic one. That's right.
It's a social animal.
It may overshadow all the other aspects, you know.
But on the other hand, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the intellect and the ruh and, you know, the fitrah, that is something that takes it towards the purification.
Mm-hmm.
So if the aspect of this material life or the animal aspect is more, you know, colorful in the life of a person, he will adopt all those things.
Oh.
And if the spiritual aspect or the fitrah, the aspect of fitrah is more highlighted, then obviously he goes towards the fitrah.
And through animals, it cannot be highlighted. I mean, especially the spiritual ones, because these animals do not have the power to discern between a spiritualistic aspect and the non-spiritualistic ones.
We have this. We have various sayings that state that these animals do worship Allah in their own manner, their own path. You know, where for example, وَلَكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ. You do not understand their method of worship. And of course, the method of worship, as some interpreters state, is that their way of living. Their way of living in itself is a way of worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they are under the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, accepting the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In any manner, we have do not hit your animals. Why? Because لَأَنَّهُ يُسَبِّحُ اللَّهُ. Because they worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They exalt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at the end of the day, like being a Muslim, being Habib actually, I truly love to have a dog as a pet. But the thing that is really, I really love to have a dog. The thing is that I'm a Muslim and I have these laws that I have to follow and guidelines. And I'm leaving it for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in true reality.
Alhamdulillah.
Yeah. Okay. If I wasn't a good Muslim, I would be bringing in, you know, if I didn't even care a little bit, I would be bringing in dogs to my house. No question whatsoever. I love dogs.
This is the rulings that for, because you are a researcher in different books and you find the absolute answer for that, that this is forbidden to have them in your house.
Okay. It's not forbidden like you're going to do something haram.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that it's going to cause a lot of hecticness in your life.
Yes.
It's from priority, how do you pray, this is najis, this is tahir, he drank from this bowl, he didn't drink from this bowl.
You know, the problem is you get into, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, like, you know, he does not want to put us into the struggle.
Mm-hmm.
You know, by these things, you're more into the struggle. You're, you know, having more troubles in your life.
These belongings,
you know,
I mean,
we hardly worship five-time prayers. We hardly wash ourselves,
We're clean and we barely stand up for our prayers. So
you know, we hardly clean our, you know, house daily or maybe weekly or washing clothes.
Okay.
But when you have such an animal,
you have to clean it.
Like,
you have to be 24-7. On your nerves about cleaning and
praying. You spend your time.
Allah does not want us to be, you know, get into these kind of troubles. And that's why, you know, the idea of having, for example, pigeons or hens, it is allowed, and for the dogs to be out of the house. This is the idea, because the one who has created us, he wants us to be in ease and he wants us to reach to perfection easily.
Yes.
And about the point where, like, you know, worshipping, we have in chapter Nahl, verse 49, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَا فِي الْأَرْضِ مِنْ دَابَّةٍ وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ. And for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whatever is in the skies, heavens, and the earth, and from the animals and the angels, they all prostrate. They do sajda to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ, while they are not arrogant.
Yes.
Where shaitan was arrogant, obviously.
Yes.
So they all are in the state of sajda, but we cannot realize, because, you know, when we talk about the sajda, us human beings do sajda in a specific way.
Okay.
But that shows us that they are submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The best type of sajda is for the human beings as the best creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And nurturing a child, for sure, is very much, spiritually speaking, better than nurturing a pet or animal, dog
That's
or cat or
definite.
Something like that. And this is the main difference between a human being and animal. I don't know. Some people like it or not. Okay. Whether some people like it or not. But okay. That's all right. Thank you very much, Sayyid Mohsen and Brother Habib, for your presence in the program Viewpoint. And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to us. Visit our website, parstoday.com/Shia and Call of Islam page, also YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. To another episode, God bless you. Fi aman Allah.
the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. Guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything.